Great. So welcome, everyone. I know it was a little confusing that we started another learning event, which are our mini courses, right after starting the one last week. But that's just because your youth ambassador program, it took a little bit more to get started this year, and we didn't want to rush the start date before everybody was registered and confirmed. So this is a different learning event to last week. This one is called RS101, which is Recreation and Sport Systems. And so this one will help you really kind of get a good understanding of the different parts of the system that make recreation work in your community, in your territory, in our country, and also internationally, like you will see when you go to the Arctic Winter Games. We'll also look at some of the different roles that people play. So it's not only government that does recreation. Sometimes it's schools that do recreation. Sometimes businesses help support recreation. And sometimes nonprofit organizations like the Recreation and Parks Association of Nunavut also support recreation. And then, as you probably know in your communities, lots of different people participate in recreation. And so it's not only people from your recreation department that might do or help or support recreation, but sometimes it's people that might be like RCMP or nurses or the health center, or teachers support it a lot as well. And then the other thing we're going to do in this learning event is get more familiar with the Nunavut framework for sport, physical activity, and recreation. And I'll try and pronounce it, but I'll probably pronounce it wrong so somebody can correct me later on. And we'll talk about that as well, but a little bit more next week. So I just would like to thank all of you for joining us. I'd like to thank all of you for sharing your required activity about leadership. And if you haven't had a chance to read each other's, and you can get in there to have a look, because there's some really, really meaningful sort of symbols about leadership and qualities about leadership. I was reading some more today, and I will reply to everybody, but I really appreciate you sharing those, because each one is so unique. But what I noticed is that leaders are all people that you know very well, and they're special people in your lives. So thanks for sharing that. If you haven't had a chance to do that activity yet, that's okay. Just send it to me if you can by the weekend. So, as I mentioned, this is RS101, Recreation and Sport Systems, and I'm way far away in Whitehorse in the Yukon, and I'm hosting the call from the traditional territory of the Kwinlandun First Nation and Ton Kwasin Council. And when you travel outside of Nunavut, you might hear people recognize the traditional territories that they're on. And especially when we have sporting events like the Arctic Winter Games, that's a really important thing to do, is to recognize the history of the land and the people where we're fortunate to be able to visit.
So, sorry to interrupt, but we have Erin.
Yeah.
So all the stuff
awesome.
Here.
That is so great. That's a good thing to interrupt with. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, and just in time for introductions too, Erin. So today we're going to start with some introductions, and then we're going to go through a bit of information about the sport and recreation system, and then we're going to learn a little bit more about how it works specifically in Nunavut. So for introductions, I'm going to ask you, we'll start maybe, let's start with Kingite this time. And what we'll do is I'm going to ask you to just say your name, and we'll know what community you're in because I'll say your community. But if something comes to mind when you hear the word system, maybe you can add that to your introduction. So I will, maybe I'll go first while you guys are thinking. I'll go first, and then I'll ask Henry to introduce himself that way, and then we'll go to everybody in Kingite, and then alphabetical order. So Kubluktuk would be next, then Pond Inlet, then Arviat, Baker Lake, and Chesterfield. And we'll rotate our order as we go. So my name is Caroline, and I'm in Whitehorse, as you know. And when I hear the word system, I think of the word together or the word coordinated. That's kind of what I think of when I hear the word system. So let's ask Henry to go next, and then we'll go to King. And there's four of you there, three of you. You can decide what order you go in. So over to you, Henry.
Thanks, Caroline. Hi, everyone. My name is Henry. I'm in Iqaluit. When I think of system for me, I think of connectedness. So as in people working together, connectedness, very similar to what Caroline was saying, but more so in a way that they're kind of working on something that creates a bigger whole. So there's that connectedness altogether. So that's what I think of when I think of that word.
Great. Thanks, Henry. Okay, so let's go over to Kingite, and again, just your name, and if something comes to mind when you think of the word system, what comes to mind? And if nothing comes to mind, that's okay, you can just introduce yourself with your name. So Kelly, are you guys pointing fingers, deciding who's going first?
Kind of.
Hi, I'm Tim. I think of moving parts.
Of moving parts, that's great. Like a snowmobile engine.
Yes.
Thank you, Tim.
Hi, it's Athena. I think of supporting systems.
That's great. So things that support each other or a system that supports people outside the system?
Both.
Awesome. So inside and outside. Thank you, Athena. And I think we've got one more person in Kingite.
It's done it. The way I think of a system, it's like a vehicle.
Yeah. So it's put together in a certain way that's supposed to work. Thanks, Dennis. Okay, let's go to Kugluktuk. So, Tanisha, did you want to introduce yourself? And if you think of something when you hear the word system, what is it?
Hi, it's Tanisha. When I hear the word system, I think of organization formwork and working together to put activities and more things together, I guess.
That's great, and I like how you explain that the working together ends up with something like activities. So a system produces something or gives us something when we do something in the system and then something results from it, like activities. So that's a great way. Thank you for sharing that. Let's go from Kugluktuk, way far east to Pond Inlet, to Catherine.
Hi, it's Kathy. And when I hear the word system, I think of like working together and organization, like school system, stuff like that.
Yeah, thank you. So like in a maybe in a store in your community, like in your northern store, things come into the store, people work together so people can come in and buy things, right?
Yeah.
Thanks. That's great. Thanks, Catherine. Okay, let's go to Arvia, and I know Mark and Sheila, you are not on the same phone line, so I have Mark's name first and then Sheila. So Mark, do you want to go first?
Yes. Hello everyone, this is Mark speaking, and to me, a system is like a well-organized team where each part has a role to play to achieve a common goal.
Oh, I like that. So you've got lots of different parts, but they have to work together so that they are sort of, something comes out that they all know they're working on, but they can't do it by themselves, right?
Yes.
That's great. That's great. And that makes me also think of like a basketball team or a volleyball team. Everybody has a different role on that team. So that's kind of like a small mini system. Thanks, Mark. Sheila, how about yourself? What comes to mind when you think of the word system?
A system means a couple of things. In general, it's a set of things that works together as a whole group.
That's great, yeah. And knowing that there's more than one part, right? There's lots of pieces is what you said, so thank you for that. Harriet, over to you to introduce yourself and share if something comes to mind when you think of the word system.
Hi, my name's Harriet. When I think of the word system, I think of like a pattern or a puzzle where everything falls into place and can
That's really interesting because if you put all the pieces of a puzzle or a pattern together, they make something that you can't see when they're all by themselves. So if something's missing, it doesn't look quite the same or doesn't work quite the same. So I like that way of describing it. Thanks, Harriet. All right. Kiana's not with us today, so let's go to Chesterfield. And I think that you have four of you. Is everyone on the same phone?
This is Kevin. When I hear the word system, I can only think of the band System of a Down. Nothing else comes to head when I hear the word system.
Sorry, you said something went down?
System of a Down. That's the only thing I can go to in my head, is the band.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's great. I didn't know that. Thank you for sharing that. Is there somebody else? Are you all on the same phone?
Yeah. Sorry. Hello, this is Aaron. When I hear the word system, I think of like a routine that you would do daily. Yeah.
So something that's producing something that happens on a regular basis. And so it's supposed to have a job to do that we rely on, perhaps. Thanks, Aaron.
This is Kyle. When I think of a system, I think of a system of pulleys and gears, and if you have enough of them, one person can lift the whole boat by themselves.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it works better when you have enough of them, right?
This is Kaya. When I hear the word system, I think of many little things working together to create one bigger picture.
That's great. Thank you, Kaya. So I think that's really interesting. You've used a lot of words, but I think you've all explained that systems have more than one part and that it's important that they work together and produce something or something comes out of it. So if we let's look a little bit more now about the sport and recreation system. And that's a system, too. It's not the same as maybe a snowmobile engine or pulleys and gears to get your boat out of the water. It's something that's harder to put your fingers on because that system might be across your whole territory or it might be across your whole country. So sometimes it's a little bit more complex. But as you can imagine, if our sport and recreation system works well, we get to do things like go to Arctic Winter Games. But if it's not working so well, if there's no money or there's no people training to do their sport or we don't have any chaperones, then it doesn't work quite the same as what it's supposed to. So a system can change when its parts work together well or not, but it can also change when things outside of it change. So if you've put together, let's say, pulleys and gears to take your boat out of water, but before you get the boat out of the water, everything freezes up, then that system that you've put together doesn't work so well, and it's not your system, it's the outside part, the things in the environment around the system. So you can think of that in a small example like that or in a big one. Some of our systems like justice, health, education are really complex systems. Even the systems of getting food to your communities, not land food, but food that comes like in cans and things like that from somewhere else, or getting a car to one of your communities or an ATV or a quad or something. And if you imagine in Nunavut how most communities rely on boats and shipping or air travel to get things to your communities, that can be complex too. Systems like the engine in a snow machine or snowmobile or an ATV are usually a little simpler to understand. So what I want to do is go around our circle again, and this time I'll just start with the next community. So Tanisha, I'm going to start with Kugluktuk this time, but I'll tell you what the question is first so that you don't feel like you're put on the spot. So let's think of some of the types of systems that we find in our lives each day. So you might have an example, and I know I've used this one a few times, but like the motor in a snowmobile, or a bigger system like the way we get groceries. So I'm just wondering if we could try that. You might have the same idea as somebody else does, and it's okay if you say the same thing as someone else. It just tells us that some systems we're more used to seeing every day than other systems. So let's start with Kugluktuk with Tanisha, and then we'll go to Pond Inlet, and we'll follow our circle that way. So Tanisha, what comes to your mind as an example of a system? Maybe it's at home, at school, or in your community.
Here in my community, I think that a great system that works is the youth, like the Hamlet. Holding activities for dances and formals and after school activities.
So the different activities that the Hamlet offers through recreation or school or just the way people come together?
Yeah, both.
Yeah, that's great. So even the Hamlet is a good example of a system that provides services in your community, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, Tanisha. Catherine, can you think of any examples of systems that you know of, either at home or at school or in your community?
It's like the same as Tanisha.
Yeah, so the way your community works together to do things for people who live there?
Yeah, like the people who volunteer to host the Inuk Tsuut dances on Christmas or like Kamutik Cups.
Yeah, so when you think of hosting a special event like that, right, like your Christmas games or activities, there's people who volunteer, but you also need things like people to make food. You need to be able to get food. You need to be able to have a place like a community hall to hold them. So all those things are parts of that type of system that gives you those activities. So thank you. That's great. Mark, in your community or your home even, can you think of any examples of systems?
I'm sorry, but could I pass?
Absolutely, you can. And if something comes to mind, just jump in as we go around the circle. So thank you, Mark. Sheila, how about you? Can you think of any examples of systems that you might have, like at school or at home or in your community?
I'm writing it down right now.
Okay, I'll come back to you if you want then, if that's okay.
Okay.
And Harriet, how about yourself? Can you think of any examples of systems that you see either in your community, in your school, or even in your home? I think your phone's cutting in and out at times. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, can you repeat it?
Yeah, here's just something that came to my mind. Just because I'm at home and my room warmed up in my office. So what do you use for heat?
Oil.
Yeah, and do you have a furnace or do you have the oil monitors?
Yeah, but can you repeat the question?
Yeah, so in your house then, you use oil for heat, so then you probably have a heating system that relies on somebody to bring oil to you, or you have to go get it yourself, but somebody probably delivers it. And you need some sort of machinery to make that oil create heat in your house, right? And then you have to have something to turn the heat up or turn the heat down. So that would be an example of a system that you find in your home. Yeah.
So an example of a system would be like our body.
Exactly. And we have lots of different systems in our body, right? We have ones that help our blood move. We have ones that help us breathe. So that's another really good example of systems. So thank you. This isn't an easy question, so it's okay if you guys aren't sure. It's just to sort of get us thinking about some ideas. Let's go to Chesterfield. And you guys can decide. If you're all sitting there in the same area, you can point a finger at each other or just one person can share. You don't all have to. But is there an example of a system that you see in your home, in your school, or in your community?
This is Kevin. An example I see every day of a system would be the ecosystem. It can be everywhere.
Sorry, which system was that?
The ecosystem.
Okay, and what does that one do?
I don't remember.
Do you mean like the ecosystem, like the ground, the land around us, do you mean?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It must be my phone. Absolutely. So, and we all live in different ecosystems, right, that support different types of things. Thanks. That's a really good example, and that's quite a complex system as well, because if you change one thing in the system, a lot of other things can change too. Like climate change can affect our ecosystem. So thank you very much, Kevin. Does anyone else in Chesterfield have an idea about a system that you experience in your community, your school, or your home?
I just think the engine of a truck. Like when you said system, I just thought of that.
Yeah, and some people are really good at understanding engines and some people aren't, right? So that's a really good example. And sometimes you can have one little piece sort of not work so well and it still kind of works, but if you break a big piece, the whole thing is broken. So good example. Thank you. Anybody else in Chesterfield like to share an idea of a system that you encounter, whether it's a big one or a small one?
This happen. A system to me, question, what I see every day is the power plant here in the engine room. If one small thing goes wrong, the whole plant can shut down.
And is that at school or is that for the whole community?
For the whole community?
Yeah. So is that like the plant that creates electricity for everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's pretty significant, isn't it? Because people rely on that a lot. So that's a really good example of a system that's important in our communities. Thanks. I think, did we get everybody from Chesterfield or did I miss somebody?
No, me, Aaron.
Got everybody? Okay. Let's go to Kingite then. So, again, you guys can jump in whenever you want to, or you can pass. It's up to you. But are there any systems that anybody from Kingite sort of thinks of that
you're skipping Aaron. You skipped
Aaron. I'm skipping Aaron. Sorry. Go ahead, Aaron.
An example of a system that I see every day would be the schooling system.
Yeah, so what are some of the parts of the schooling system?
You know how all the teachers have to work together to create lesson plans and certain things and all the meetings that they have to attend?
Yeah.
How everything is so well-structured with schedules?
Yeah, so that happens inside your school, but also that curriculum is a little bit bigger, right? Like it also happens across your territory. So that education or school system can be quite big, but it can also happen in a very small place, like in some of the small communities and the small schools. So thank you. And I'm sorry I missed you. Thank you for speaking up.
No problem.
Okay, let's go over to Kingite. And Kelly, maybe you can help me make sure that everybody has a chance if they'd like to speak. And if they want to pass, that's okay too. So in Kingite, are there any other examples of systems that you can think of that either the ones people have said that you were already thinking of or different ones?
Hi, so yeah, Athena had the education system, so she's skipping. And
okay.
Here's Tim.
Okay.
Ready, Tim?
Water system.
You hear that?
No, I'm sorry. I think I missed. I heard Tim say his name, but I missed what it was.
Come on, Tim.
Water system.
I'm a long way away.
It's weird. He's right there.
I know. I guess I'm not.
Quiet. No, that's all right. You want to yell? No, he's having a hard time now.
That's okay. What? Can you tell me what it was?
So our water system.
Right. How does your water system work in Kingite? Is it water delivery, or do you have a plant?
Yeah, it's delivery, and our water system is being fixed right now, so everyone's conserving water. So
we've been conserving since I was born.
Yeah, yeah, it's not a great here actually. So, here's Dennis.
Okay, that's a water system. You're a good one. That's one I thought of. Thanks. Go ahead, Dennis.
I was thinking of the weather system.
Oh yeah. So what is part of the weather system? Or who is part of it?
God.
Tough question.
Or maybe who it affects or how it affects us, maybe.
Or even if you think of how we find out about the weather, right? Somebody puts out something to measure how fast the wind is going, so there's a piece of equipment. And I find out about my weather when I listen to CBC North. So those are all parts of that weather system. But it's also what we see out there, so thank you. Thank you very much, Dennis. Sheila or Mark, did you think of it? Did anything else come to mind as we were going around the circle?
This is what me and Sheila came up with. Okay. In my community, a great example of our system is the education system. It's made up of different elements like students, teachers, the building itself, and all these parts interact and work together to provide education to everyone.
That's right. So it's not just a building, and it's not just, but it's people as well that make it. And if the education system didn't have any students, it wouldn't work very well as a system. So that's great things. And that's Mark, that's your and Sheila together worked on that?
Yes, we did.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, I think that it's really interesting to hear your examples of systems. For all of your systems that you explained, something always results, or like somebody said earlier, there's always an activity that comes out of it. So whether you get water delivered to you, or whether you have heat in your house, or you have dances and events that go on, or you get to go to school and things are already sort of ready for you to be there. That's the neat thing about systems. So let's find out a little bit more about the recreation and sports system in Canada. And then we're going to go to Nunavut. So some of this might be a lot of information. Don't worry about reading too much about it. All I want you to understand is that it's not really simple. It's not that we do one thing and something happens. Sport and recreation is a very complex system. And so the way it works is in each of your hamlets or communities, and Tanisha mentioned hamlet right at the beginning, a hamlet or a municipality, they're the ones that are responsible for recreation. And so they usually have a recreation coordinator, and there's usually a recreation hall or a community hall. Sometimes, if you're lucky, you might have an arena. Most places in the north don't have swimming pools or anything like that. So that's a community or hamlet responsibility. Recreation and sport both happen because we get help across the territory. So the government of Nunavut and different sport organizations like Volleyball Nunavut, Wrestling, Recreation and Parks Association of Nunavut, they're territorial organizations that they help make recreation and sport happen for people in your community, but also for people across the whole territory. So when you go to Arctic Winter Games, you have a team from people from a whole bunch of different territories, or not territories, from different communities in your territory go. So Team Nunavut is made up of more than one community. And then when you look across Canada, we can sometimes have teams that go internationally, like we have things like the Olympics or the North American Indigenous Games as well. And that's an international activity too. And so usually the federal government or the government of Canada helps provide money for sport, but not so much for recreation. When it comes to recreation, the federal government is more likely to help give money to build things, which sometimes happens and sometimes doesn't. So when we think about what tells us what to do or how to do recreation and sport, we have these sort of guidelines. So it's kind of like when you do a assignment or you do something at school. Somebody will say, I'd like you to do this, and you need to read this, and then you need to do this. So those are like instructions or guidelines. If you're trying to put an engine together, actually my husband put a light outside, and the instructions were so long, we both had to read the instructions for how to put the light together. So those types of instructions are things that even we have across the whole country. And in Canada, we have four different things. We have one that guides recreation, and it's called the Framework for Recreation in Canada. We have one that guides how we get outdoors and how we use places like parks, which I know it doesn't always apply to Yukon, Northwest Territories, or Nunavut. But if you've ever been to, like, well, Harriet, you're in Winnipeg, so I'm sure you know that there's different parks that are there where people can go to the parks. So Parks for All is a plan or a direction for how we can do parks across the country. And then people are also concerned with sport and recreation because it's good for us, it's good for our health. So being physically active, like whether it's walking to school, playing basketball, going to play hockey, things like that, going out on the land, physical activity is really important. So the federal government also has something called a common vision for increasing physical activity, so for helping people be more active, and for reducing sedentary living. So trying to get people up off of the couch and get their legs moving more than they're sitting. And then the last one that we have across the country is called the Canadian Sport Policy. And that one helps send money to things like the territorial and provincial governments. So, and then they give it to organizations like volleyball, Nunavut, basketball, hockey, places like that, so that they can make sure that people in the communities could participate in sport. And sometimes that's hard too, because our sport system, we don't always have a coach in our community. If you're in somewhere like Cambridge Bay, which Kiana is, you might be really lucky and have a wrestling coach who's been there for a really long time. If you're in Iqaluit, you might have a hockey coach. But I bet in some of your other communities, you've had coaches for different sports and then they leave. So that's an example of where we have gaps sometimes in that sport system, and then it doesn't work so well for everybody. So I'll just explain how that works in Nunavut. So in Nunavut, you have something called a framework for sport, physical activity, and recreation. And I'm not very good at pronouncing Inuktitut. I'm sorry. Maybe somebody could jump in and correct me. But it's Nunavut Aluja'at. Aluja'at. If anybody knows how to pronounce that better than me, go ahead and let me know. But that's the name, and it's about the, what it means in Inuktitut is about communities moving and being in motion, so people moving and being active through recreation and sport and getting out on the land. So if you understand this framework that you have in Nunavut, it helps you figure out what's important in your community. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you as a youth ambassador is, as youth ambassadors, you're leaders in your communities. You're going to lead a community engagement event probably in February. And you're also going to be a leader if you go to the Arctic Winter Games or do other things. And so when you understand what some of the priorities are, what's important for sport and recreation in your territory, you can help people understand why it's important in your community too. Because sometimes, and I've been in recreation for a long time, and sometimes things are seen to be more important than recreation. Water is pretty important, heat's pretty important, and having a house to live in is really important. But recreation is also important because it helps people have fun together. Think of all the Christmas games in your communities. It brings people together. It lets you celebrate your culture. It lets you be active together and build really strong relationships that are good for your community. So in Nunavut, it is your way of life to be active through sport, through Inuit games, through recreation, and through lots of activities out on the land. And your recreation and sport system supports these activities because they're good for people's health and well-being. And so one of the things that guides how sport, physical activity, and recreation happen in Nunavut, and you all probably know more about this than I do, is the Inuit societal values. And again, I have a hard time pronouncing, but Kunuktrunik is about being resourceful and creative. And I remember hearing, and some of you might know some of the youth ambassadors, I think Andy was one of them from Kingite, who talked about how he and some friends built an outdoor rink in their community. And that was an example about being resourceful. And I think that was during the pandemic too. So I just have a tiny bit more to share about Nunavut's framework, and then I'm going to ask you another question before we finish our call. So in Nunavut's framework, there's 5 goals. And one is about active lifestyles. One is about making sure you have lots of programs and services in your communities. One is about having opportunities to develop as leaders and coaches and volunteers, which is what you're doing right now. One is about how people in groups need to work together, which is what you just told me assistance does when it's working well. And the other one is about having spaces and places where people can participate in recreation and sport. And that one's tricky because, you know, if you have an arena and it's getting old, it's expensive to fix them up. So some of those spaces and places are hard to always have new ones in your communities. So if you think about it, a system that works together accomplishes much more than when the parts of the system work by themselves. But it's not always easy for a system to work well. And there are things that affect your sport and recreation system in Nunavut. So I'm going to give you a couple of ideas to this question that I have. And then what we'll do is we will start with, let's start with Arvi at this time, so Mark and Sheila. And if you need to think about your answer, let me ask the question first, so you've got time to think about it. I can come back around too. So my question for you is, what things affect Nunavut sport and recreation system? Like, is there something that makes it work better or something that makes it work not so well? So you don't have to think of a lot of things, just if something comes to mind. And so I'll give you one idea, and then Mark and Sheila, maybe together or on your own, you guys could answer, what affects Nunavut sport and recreation system? So one of the things that I think of and I just mentioned is people. So if we don't have people in our community who can lead recreation or coach sport, then it's really hard for the system to work well. So people kind of make it work well or make it not work so well. And by people, I mean leaders. So Mark and Sheila, and then we'll go to Harriet and then to Chesterfield. Is there anything that you can think of that affects Nunavut sport and recreation system?
Nunavut sports are shaped by its cold, rugged terrain and strong Inuit culture. But remote location and harsh weather can pose challenges like equipment access and travel.
That is so true. So the terrain that you have, the weather that you have, the remote location makes it difficult sometimes to get places to do things, to get people to come to your community or to get equipment that you need. Thanks, Mark. Is that from you and Sheila, or Sheila, would you like to add something to that?
Yeah, from me and Sheila.
Awesome. Thank you. That's a really great answer. It gives us an understanding of how it might be different for you in Nunavut than it is for people in Ontario. So thank you. Harriet, how about yourself thinking of Baker Lake, perhaps? What affects sport and recreation in your community?
Well, facilities is what might affect sport and recreation because we need facilities to, like, host, like, certain things or might not have enough room for people to host. Or
Yeah. And I've heard how sometimes in some Nunavut communities, how a community hall or a gym that you use for sport and recreation gets shut down when you have people coming from out of town, whether it's for court or something like that, and then all of a sudden you can't have your events anymore. So definitely the facilities you have, as well as whether they're open or not, is really important. So thanks for that, Harriet. Let's go to Chesterfield and maybe just say your name so I don't miss anybody this time. So in Chesterfield, whoever wants to go first, what affects Nunavut sport and recreation system? What makes it work well or not work so well?
It's Kaya, and I'd like to say funding and, like, amount of people in the community, because our arena is, like, falling apart, really old, and not a lot of kids can afford equipment. And since there's so little kids in our community, we don't have enough people for, like, hockey. I know that's not, like, the problem, but funding definitely is.
Well, and it's all of it. So if you don't have enough kids and you don't play hockey, then they don't think that you need hockey in your community, so they might invest in something else. So it's all related, right? Because it's all how the system works or doesn't. So I like how you sort of explain how one thing affects something else, which affects something else. So thank you. Someone else from Chesterfield?
This is Kevin. I'd like to agree with Kayla because I quit hockey because I couldn't afford gear, and that's it, because of the funding.
Yeah, and hockey equipment is really expensive, so for sure, I hear you. So if you think about making our system work better, if we can offer things where it's not quite as expensive, like you play the guitar, right, Kevin?
Yes.
Yeah, so is it less expensive to buy a guitar or hockey equipment?
I would say the guitar because I don't have to. The only thing I would have to buy again for the guitar would be strings and maybe stuff to clean the guitar so it don't wear out.
Yeah, so then it makes it more affordable when you can do recreation, like guitar, that's not as expensive as something that requires expensive equipment like hockey and skates and all the safety gear and everything like that. So that's a great example of what affects the system. Thank you. How about Tayak or Aaron?
This is Tayak.
And what do you think affects the system?
I agree with Kyle because when I was younger, I always told my parents I wanted to play hockey, but back then it was too expensive for them to get me gear. And I recently just bought a pair of skates, and those alone were $500. And a pair of gloves was almost $200.
Wow, and those things do wear out too, right? Like if your feet change size or things like that. So that's a lot of money to put into two pieces of gear. And then you still need like a helmet and all your safety gear, right?
Yeah, probably a full set probably costs around $4,000.
That's 2000, really good stuff.
Around $2,000.
Yeah. Wow, that's something that makes the system not work as well when people can't afford to participate because the equipment's too expensive. So thank you for sharing that. Aaron, any other thoughts from you about what makes the sport and recreation system work well or not so well?
From my experience, the only thing that I could say that about the sport system is it's not very diverse. Everybody kind of just plays hockey, and there's not really much other sport options outside of that. And so I feel like some kids might not want to play hockey only, but that's kind of like all they have available.
Yeah, so what do you think, how come it's like that?
I believe that it's like that just because of the climate. A lot of sports require warmer climate than hockey, where like hockey you could go outside and play it on the lake, but like you couldn't go outside and play soccer in the snow or football. So
yeah, and you don't always have an indoor space for soccer, and I don't know if I've seen football so much played inside. So do you think also it's sort of what people grow up with and what they're used to? Does that influence what we see in our sport and recreation system?
Yeah, I feel like part of it is like a generational thing where like your parents or somebody in your family played hockey, and then it kind of influences you to be like, oh, I want to do that as well.
Yeah. That's that's a good point, and that's kind of like what we talked about leaders and stuff last week. So thanks for sharing that. That's a really interesting thing, and I like the word diverse that you used, that you said it's not super diverse, and it's hard sometimes to encourage a bit more diversity in a way that works in your community, because you might not have all the facilities or anything like that. So thank you for sharing that. Okay, let's go over to, I think we got everyone from Chesterfield this time, so let's go over to Kingite. And from your guys' perspective in Kingite, what affects Nunavut's sport and recreation system? Is there something that makes it work well, or something that makes it harder for it to work?
We used to have a swimming pool here in Kingite, but no one was taught how to maintain it, so slowly it just started falling apart, and now we just have a huge hole in the ground in our arena, and this is Athena.
Yeah, Athena, you said something that happens to a lot of communities, because if you have a facility like a pool and people don't know how to look after it, it doesn't last as long, right? Like, there's a lot that you have to do with a swimming pool, and you also can't run a swimming pool if you don't have lifeguards that are certified. So if you don't have people who know how to look after your facilities or operate them, then that makes it that really affects what you can do in your community. So thanks for sharing that. Dennis or Tim, do you have any ideas about what affects the Nunavut sport and recreation system?
Hi, it's Dennis. I think what really affects our like sports and recreation is funding. Not everyone gets money or has time to fundraise, so it's really a problem to manage to order stuff that they need for sports.
Yeah, it's hard because some communities, people might have a little bit more money that they can afford to, you know, go to play bingo or buy raffle tickets or something. In other communities, they don't. So it's hard to do that fundraising sometimes. And if you have a small community, sometimes it's harder to get funding. I know in the Yukon, people always think Whitehorse gets all the money. And it's probably the same in Nunavut, that people think that Iqaluit gets all the money for stuff. So, yeah, that funding is a tough one. So thank you. Tim, did anything come to mind for you about what affects the Nunavut sport and recreation system?
I'm passing.
You're passing?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. Tanisha, how about yourself in Kuglitsuk? Is there anything that you noticed that affects the sport and recreation system?
One thing that I have is having coaches in my community, because we've struggled with that a lot, getting the coaches that are needed for the sports that are played in. Also getting the supplies that are needed for what we need to play the sport, and the funding also.
Yeah, those are three really important things. And if you don't have the coaches, it's really hard to offer a sport. And sometimes coaches come and go from your community. They come for 2 years and then they go to a different community. So everyone just starts to get excited and then they don't get to do it anymore. So thank you. And Catherine, how about for you in Pond Inlet? Have you noticed anything that affects the sport and recreation system where you are?
Yes, what affects us the most is the people. We don't have like many coaches or people that want to play sports.
Yeah, and sometimes I think that's really important. Sometimes we think just of everything as being sport, but there's also other ways that we can help people be active and do things as well. So there's a lot of things like people, money, our climate, our location, equipment, the cost of things that affect our sport and recreation system. So I know we're just after our hours, so I'm going to wrap up the call. I really appreciate, I think you guys have shared some great ideas today, and I hope you leave today having a better understanding of what the sport and recreation system feels like, or what part of it, or why it works or doesn't in Nunavut. You've got another activity that's due next Wednesday, and we also have one more conference call. So the activity next week, I don't need you to do a lot, but what I'm going to ask you to do is look at Nunavut Sport Physical Activity and Recreation Framework. And I'll send you a link. It's already there, but I'll send you the link again where it's a lot shorter. So use the short one. You don't have to read the long one. And then what I would like you to do is just make one question and one statement. So a question is something like, one thing I would like to know more about, or I'm wondering why we have a sport physical activity and recreation framework. So your question is about what you've read, and the statement is things like, something new I learned about sport in Nunavut is that. And so then you're just sharing those. It doesn't have to be long, and if you need some help or some ideas, let me know and I'll send some ideas your way. So this wraps up our conference call for this learning event. I'll just pass it over to Henry. If anyone has to hang up because we're more than an hour, go ahead. But Henry, do you have any announcements or anything that you'd like to share?
Yeah, just a couple quick things before everybody goes. Getting everybody to let me know about their attendance for the calls, I do appreciate those who have. Some of you didn't, which is okay for now, but just a reminder that we do need to make sure that we are sending notifications to either myself or Caroline. So an idea might be to maybe just put alarms on your phones or something like that to remind you every Monday whenever we send out our reminders. And the second thing, of course, is the assignments. Those are also due typically every Wednesday as well. So always just try to complete those before our next call. If you do require more time to complete, you can always just let, again, myself or Caroline know. Again, these calls and assignments are required for you to be able to complete the progress. So just a couple of things to keep in mind. But other than that, those are all my announcements for this evening. I guess I'll just pass it back to you, Caroline, if there's anything else you want to finish off with.
That's great. I just would like to thank everybody so much, and I hope I get the chance to meet you in person. It's always hard to talk over the phone, but Kwana, Gyanamik, Nekermik, and Mana, thank you, merci, and have a really good week, and I look forward to talking to you next week. If anyone has any questions, you can just stay on the call and speak up, but if you guys need to go, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Talk to you next week.
Bye.